turn them off the three-point line and hit some big shots. You know, maybe we didn't capitalize on our end, and then they didn't either. So, it's what they did to us, but I think it's what we did to other teams to really get here in this postseason run. But so proud, and, you know, we're excited to go compete tomorrow for third, for sure.
Coach, you know, in those first three quarters when y'all were able to go to the league, what really impressed you the most, you said?
For us?
Yes.
Just our composure a little bit. I mean, you know, we get down there and it's bright and you see everybody from your town there. I thought it was just composure and how we showed up. I thought we executed a lot better in the first half than maybe the second half. You know, it was a low-scoring third quarter, but that's for both teams. And obviously hit some shots in the second, but, you know, again, it just came down to a little bit of not being as detailed in the fourth, and they were able to capitalize on it. But, yeah, I thought we ran our stuff well, you know, got good looks. It's hard to shoot here. I mean, it's the first day, so we're shooting over the rim, and if we didn't finish as well as we would have hoped or could. But I'm just excited, or, you know, happy how we came out and we just battled. That's all we asked for them to do, and that's exactly what they did.
Okay, so defensively, like in the first three quarters, like what was working so well? Like what was like the focus when it came to, you know, facing El Dorado Springs? Because it seemed like they weren't hitting as many like threes that first three quarters. So was that something you intentionally tried to do, try to make them shoot free throws?
Or what we knew they're definitely capable of, you know, shooting three. I think as a team they shoot like 37%, two shoots really well. But I thought, you know, we have a very similar style, both rain, dribble, drive. You know, I didn't think we got as many good looks, and I think it kind of was split to them as well. But just containing, making them take bad shots, I thought our help side was great. You know, we got them into long possessions, and we were able to get a stop and then push and go. So just really, really containing the drive. They're really good at what they do, but I thought we were ready. And again, just made them take really tough shots. Then we were able to board and push. Just, again, in that fourth quarter, they hit those tough shots. They didn't hit the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm. Coach, did you sneak a little zone in tonight, or was it all still man-to-man?
Oh, no. It's all man-to-man.
pardon me, ma'am.
We might have switched. We might have I think one possession, we were going to switch everything there toward the end to try to get them off balance and try to get a steal. But, yeah, I mean, I thought our man-to-man defense was tough. I thought it was really good. You know, I thought they earned every shot that they took, for the most part, which,
yes.
I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Did El Dorado change, I don't have the right words, their under the board rebounding strategy?
They sent, I mean, 50 is a really good rebounder. They sent her to the glass, and she's really good from the line. I mean, I think she was, you know, 4 for 4, which is huge down the stretch. You know, you got to find her. She's a big body. And so I thought, she got a couple boards and put backs into the foul line that really opened up that stretch in the fourth.
How much did experience play in this? They get here every year. It seems like you guys are kind of new. It seemed like they didn't get rattled at all going into the fourth quarter.
I think that's an excuse. I think, I mean, we talked about that a little bit to where, I mean, maybe at the end of the day, maybe a little bit, but yeah, we knew we came in and first Final Four in school history. We've never been there. Coaching staff has never been there. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter. I thought, you know, we talked about a lot about how we, you know, come forward, what we have to do, how we have to battle. You know, we just came, fell a little bit short. But that, you know, we from the beginning, we weren't going to let that rattle us. You know, maybe it did to a certain extent. I don't know. But again, I think they just did to us, what we did to teams, you know, in the postseason. Talking about, you know, being able to get here versus El Shelby tied with 3:30 left, and we hit shots and we go on a run. So, I mean, yeah, they get here every year. They're a really good basketball team, but I thought we deserved to be here too, and that's what we talked about as well.
You got to be pretty excited for the future with a lot of youngsters on this team.
Absolutely. You know, I just. Setting the bar high. You know, our town is excited. Panther, you know, players who played before us, I think, are just more excited, you know, for us, and just kids coming up too, seeing how it can be and what you have to do and how hard you have to battle. I think these three seniors here, you know, are my captains, and they set the standard. They're smart. They talk. They communicate. They hold people accountable. So while we have talent, you know, younger talent, these seniors here, they're the team. They're the floor generals. They're calling stuff and doing stuff without having me to tell them. And that's, you know, especially this postseason run, that's, well, all year is why we've been able to be so successful. It's their leadership and their experience.
Did you have a particular strategy for containing Mays and Schmidt?
Let's see, Mays, 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Schoff. Put my best defenders on them. I mean, but we're all best defenders. We knew. I mean, tendencies, 13 likes to get to the rack, definitely on that right side, down the slot. You know, Shelby showing early help, my backside rotating. I mean, the way we play team defense didn't change tonight, but we definitely know tendencies and, you know, just tried guarding them the best we did. And, again, I thought we bothered them until, you know, late in the fourth where they got loose a little bit or we didn't exactly close out and we had a help and didn't, you know, rotations weren't there. But, yeah, they're good players. They like to get to the rim. They like to create. And again, I thought we made it tough for them for the most part.
Oh, yes.
And as far as, like, the question one for your players, like, outside of the game, so, like, what's been, you know, since this was everyone's, you know, first time at, like, the state Final Four, so, like, what's been the what has the experience and the opportunity been like, you know, just being here on this grand of a stage?
I think just getting here, we had go through the community this morning, just seeing all their support, everyone out in the stands. I mean, the stands are packed with black and white. Means a lot to us. Means a lot to just the community for us to be here, for them to watch us, for future Panthers just to watch us and be excited about girls basketball. It's incredible.
Yeah, freaking rally towels, too, I know. It's like an October baseball game.
Yeah. I think we were excited to get another week of basketball. We got two more games. We lost this one, but we have a chance to end our season on a win tomorrow, which only two teams get to do per class, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew we had a lot of support coming into this, but like Morgan said, we went through all the schools this morning, and little kids were just like screaming up and down the hallways, and so just like you realize like how much the community's like backs you and has supported you the whole way, and so it just like makes you extremely grateful for all the support that you do have. And just, like, being in this atmosphere is, like, amazing because, you know, we talked the other day at a pep rally, 4% of the teams make it here. So we were 4%, and, like, seeing the support and just the atmosphere is amazing.
Okay.
Miss Lewis, were there some familiar faces on the other team for you courtesy of your state track meddling?
Ouch, James. Yes, there was. I think it was number 13. I believe she was right ahead of me in the state 400, as well as the 4x4. I think she beat us. So that was kind of tough. But, you know, kudos to her. She's quick.
She'll be ready for track season. She's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Fireside Guard Live. This is brought to you courtesy of Kendra West and Remax on the Move.